The Sojourner, Day 6. Spiritual sojourners and natives are to be treated as one and the same. Numbers 9, verse 14. When a sojourner shall sojourn with you, he shall keep the Passover unto Yehovah, according to the statute of the Passover, and according to the statutes thereof, so he shall do. One statute there shall be for you, both for the sojourner and for the native of the land. Numbers 15, verses 14 to 16. If a sojourner shall sojourn with you, who shall have made a fire offering of an odor of rest unto Yehovah, as you do, so he shall do. As to the assembly, there is one statute for you and for the sojourner who sojourns, a statute of eternity for your generations. As you are, so is the sojourner before Yehovah. One law and one judgment shall be for you and for the sojourner who sojourns with you. Leviticus 19, verse 34, as the native of you, so shall be the sojourner who sojourns with you. Arcana Celestia 80:13. As regards sojourners, it is several times commanded in the Word that no distinction should be made between a native of the land and a sojourner sojourning with them, for the reason that the Gentiles, from whom the sojourners came, are received into heaven equally as well as those who are within the church, when, after being instructed, they have received the truths of faith. Concerning the Gentiles in the other life, see in various passages. Hence it was commanded that as with the native, so with the sojourner. One law shall there be for the native and for the sojourner who sojourns in the midst of you. That this signifies that he who, on being instructed, has received the truth and the good of the church and lives according to them, shall be as he who, already being instructed, is within the church and lives a life in agreement with the precepts of faith and of charity, is evident from the signification of one law there shall be, as being a similar right, thus that the one shall be as the other, and from the signification of the native, as being one who has been born within the church, and is in its truth and good as to doctrine and as to life, and from the signification of the sojourner who sojourns in the midst of you, as being one who is being instructed in the truth and good of the church, and receives them, and lives according to them. It is said, in agreement with the precepts of faith and of charity, on account of the difference. For the life before regeneration is according to the precepts of faith, but after regeneration it is according to the precepts of charity. Before regeneration, no one knows from affection what charity is, but only from doctrine. And the man then lives according to the precepts of doctrine, which are called precepts of faith. But after regeneration, he knows from affection what charity is, for he then loves his neighbor, and from the heart wills good to him. And he then lives according to a law that is written on him, for he acts from the affection of charity. This state is utterly different from the former state. They who are in the first state are in obscurity in respect to the truths and goods of faith, but they who are in the latter state are relatively in clearness. These see truths and confirm them from enlightenment, while the former do not see truths and confirm them from enlightenment, but from persuasion that the teachings of the church are truths. And because they do not see them from enlightenment, they can confirm falsities equally with truths. And after these have been confirmed, they see them precisely as truths. From all this it can be seen what is meant by living according to the precepts of faith and what by living according to the precepts of charity? Questions. How can we ensure that our church makes sojourners feel at home? How does thinking of ourselves as spiritual sojourners affect how we may make new spiritual sojourners feel? What does it mean to be a native in a spiritual sense? Does it mean a person is a native in a spiritual sense if he was born and raised in a new church community?